The news of Stephen's conviction blazed through the chilly streets of Anchorage. APRN's Ellen Lockyer reports that reactions were mixed.
News of the Stephen's conviction came at noon Alaska time. Not unexpected, but still unsettling.
Of all seven counts against him in his corruption trial, the 84-year-old Alaska Republican was found guilty of felony.
Some Alaskans reacted with dismay.
Senator Stephen's has been charged on all counts.
He has?
Yeah. Did you want to tell me how you feel about that?
Oh, really sad. Yeah, I like the man. I don't think they should do anything to a man of his age and his stature in Alaska.
That's Robin Dillard. She was walking her dog when she got the word, but University of Alaska professor Rick Knecht had a harsher viewpoint.
Because I think justice was done. It was pretty clear to me that, you know, if it had been a regular guy, let's say, I could see someone falling afoul of regulations or paperwork, but he's been in the Senate for years and years. He's an attorney, trained attorney, not only that, but a prosecutor. So he certainly knew better. And so I was unimpressed by his arguments that he was innocent, and I think that obviously the jury agreed.
Over at Ted Stevens' campaign headquarters on Fireweed Lane, the reactions of staunch Republican supporters ranged from cautious, Senator Lisa Murkowski.
But we recognize that, there's more of a process that goes beyond the trial, so we'll wait and see.
Two, outright defiance. Margie Johnson.
I just think that's a D.C. jury passing judgment on the way we do business in Alaska, and I don't like it. It's like before statehood, having outsiders control us, and we don't want any part of that. I've stood with Senator Stevens, and he stands with us, and I'm with him all the way.
Stevens campaign spokesman, McHugh Pierre.
It's incredible for me to see that the prosecution can be reprimanded and can be disciplined by the judge for having all of these loops and missteps in the trial, but then the jury just comes out and unilaterally says, well, he must be a bad guy. I'm disappointed that it's a Washington, D.C. jury. If it was Alaskans, I might have a different sense of the matter. But I don't believe these people in D.C. know our senator, represent Alaskan beliefs, and really have the best interest in mind for us.
Whether or not Stevens will appeal the verdict remains to be seen. Even though the senator was convicted by a jury in Washington, some Alaskans say it is time Stevens stepped down.
I think that Stevens is all about himself now, you know, just like that commercial says.
But he cares about the people.
No, he's worried about himself now. I mean, he just got convicted on seven felony counts. He's going to federal prison.
Yeah, he did do a lot for Alaska.
Yeah,
though.
But his time is over. His time is over, man.
It's time
to move on.
Yep.
That's what I really think.
That's Dan Stephenson and Bert Savalik. But Stephenson's son, Daniel Stephenson, took a softer view.
I say that he shouldn't have been, and he's a good man, you know. If anybody be convicted, it's his lawyers or something, you know.
Stevens will not be sentenced until late January of next year. There's no law that forces him to step down because of the conviction, and there is no rule barring him from serving in the Senate as a felon. McHugh Pierre says that if Stevens chooses to step down, a special election will be held to find a replacement senator. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.